What's up, guys? We back.
What's up?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Been a while.
What's going on?
We acting like we just have a whole hour conversation before this.
You gotta have a proper intro.
That was so weird. Man, that was so awkward. Hey, guys, we're back.
Hey, look, I was honestly waiting for the intro to come in, like for you to do the intro, my boy. That's what I was waiting on. And then it didn't happen, so I was kind of confused. I was like, hey,
me too, Shay.
He wanna start off on casual and shit instead of just doing an intro. Be like, yo, so can we finish what we were talking about before for the people get out and just give them like a backstory?
How about this? Here we go. The whole conversation is SEC is changing. NCAA football 25 is coming out, and we're trying to decide. Is Mississippi State going to be good, or is Texas going to be good coming into the SEC? Bam, there we go. Chad, you got the floor. I'm giving you the floor. There you go.
I'm back on the floor right now. You got to pull up the schedules, dog. We got to finish.
There you
up.
Go, man.
All right, so let's do it this way. Let's focus on MSU since we all MSU fans. Sanjay, what's your predictions for us this year? Like,
how many games are there, total?
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 games.
Oof. I would say 8-4.
Oh, my God.
What?
You a real fan, boy.
Wait, what?
There's two games above 600. I mean, I'm above 500.
Bro,
but I told you, we're going to beat Texas. Like, I'm going to go on the record. Beat Texas and
beat Mizzou. Hey, Sanjay, you're just telling us right now, you genuinely just think that Texas is going to move, Texas is going to come here, and we just all going to beat up on Texas.
No, I'm just going to – what I'm saying is Texas is going to learn that SEC is different from whatever conference they were in.
The
Big 12. So they're
gonna be a grind. Yeah, like A&M did some years ago, right?
Yeah,
they had a top like they came in one or two years. Then after that, what are they?
But think about this, Sanjay. Look, Texas is a team that just left. They were just in the college playoffs last year. So I don't know how you expect them to come to the SEC and just have a precipitous drop off.
Based on the previous con,
they won't have a chance.
They lost a good amount of talent, like top tier talent that were like, you know, that had experience for a couple of years at key position, and they're not going to be as elite as they were previous year.
All right, cool. We got it. Sanjay says we're going 8-4. Sam, what do you got, buddy?
Buddy, I don't want to hear my predictions. I think we're going to be 6-6 or 5-7.
Okay, that's reasonable. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah,
let's hope 6-6. But just know that means we would have to win all of our out-of-conference and two SEC games. The only two SEC games I can see us winning are Arkansas and Florida.
Arkansas and Florida. That's it.
Arkansas, Florida, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is a toss-up.
Ole Miss is a toss-up. The only reason I say it's a toss-up because it's rivalry games are always toss-ups.
And
it's three games.
Maybe Mizzou?
No, we're not beating Mizzou. We're not beating
Mizzou.
They still lost a few people. They might have the quarterback and the wide receiver, but they lost Gary Schrader, or whatever his name is, Schrader, the running back. He in the league.
Yeah.
Most of their offense.
Well,
they do got a good quarterback.
No. Hold on. Let me cheat. They also lost their defensive coordinator.
Where'd he go?
He went back to LSU. So he was the DB coach at LSU, and then he took the defensive coordinator position at LSU. So they
needed it too.
Yeah, they needed it. They defensive coordinator is gone. So that's the only, like, there's the big question mark is for Missouri is how good is their defense is going to be.
Also, I'm going to be real. That's our last SEC game, our last home game. That's senior night. I don't know, man. That's a toss-up for me. But everything else, I know where I stand. I really think that we're going to lose to Ole Miss. We're going to lose to Tennessee. We're going to lose to We might beat A&M.
We lost them, like, one time out of, what, past three or four?
Yeah, but them times that they beat us, bro, they mollywopped.
We're going off actual results. None of that.
Nah, they beat us, Johnny Manziel, and I think we came back next year, beat them. So it's been a back and forth type of thing. It ain't been too many years where we, like.
I think we beat them two or three years in a row.
I also don't want to get ahead of myself. I haven't watched this practice. I haven't watched this play a game. I don't want to watch the first game and be like, oh, you know, against Eastern Kentucky, I can't go off of that one. Arizona State game I can go off of.
I watched the spring game, and I thought we were all right.
Wasn't it like a crazy number of points, like 60 to 60?
So, yes, because it's the way they scored it. Like, the defense got takeaways and other shit like that. They had to score. Like, that's the way the defense scored. They didn't have to score.
I'm afraid. Who's our defensive coordinator?
Dude, I can't even remember who he hired, dude, now.
Levy is leaving the Big 12, too. They don't play defense over there.
They don't.
But he's just Big 12. And but Oklahoma he knows.
Didn't play defense last year.
Hold on. Rebuttal. Mississippi State always has a stout defense, right? For the most part.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't.
I'll say one more comment on that. We're going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. That's when we had, like, the best defense, when we played a 4-3. None of that, you know, 3D linemen and getting ran over by second half. I think we're going to be a better run defense, and I think our secondary's experience. I think, you know, they got another year of experience, so our secondary's going to be good. We always have good linebackers.
Yeah, but that changes, though, from when you – that's a big change. Like, you're – all right.
But so it's a better change. 4-3 is better. Like, 3-4, you got to have the DTs to play that.
We don't have those. We are a 4-technique school, period. That's what we got. I get it. It takes some time to build up a 3-technique because that's just really hard to run. Anywho, but, like, you got the DBs on the back end. I agree with you. Do we have the experience in the background for the DBs? Yes. I do think we're still young on the defensive line because I think we got some good recruits that came in, but everything I see is all offensive guys. So, like, I'm not sure what we're doing on defense, and that's the scary part.
Hey, I think as long as you don't get ran over and you play okay coverage, they'll keep you in the game. And then this all goes back to the quarterback, how good our QB and the offense is.
I ain't high on our quarterback, to be honest with you. The guy from Baylor, I ain't high on him. I don't like him. Yeah. Not one bit. I like Parsons. I like the guy that's behind him. I don't like him. I think he's what they call them, catch guys, like, just go over one year and that's it. That's all he for. But we kind of left the point here. So, Sam, you did say you said 5-7 or 600, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
All right, DC, what you got?
I'm going to go 6-6 or 7 and
5.
7 and 5.
Wait, 7.
And what I'm doing is I'm trying to look at all of our, like, it's looking like all of our coaching staff is low key new.
They are.
Oh man, nah. I'm going with Sam.
Let's go 6-6. I think you want to go 6-6, man.
6-6. No. 6-6 or 7-5. Head coach is from – all right, here we go. Head coach, we know who he is.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator just came from before Alabama, Ole Miss. Alabama, Ole Miss, and then Texas okay. before that.
Okay.
And those are things I was worried about. Those are, you know, is our coaching staff, have they been around the SEC, stuff like that?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, you got Chad Bubkis, wide receiver coach. Great wide receiver when we were playing when we were at State.
He's there. Yeah, great, definitely.
Look at the D-line coach, Turner. He's the one who produced, Fletcher Cox.
Georgia Tech,
I think he left.
But I think
he did. You're right. He was there in 07 to 09.
Okay, so we still got 13 to 15. Okay.
So
we might be solid. Because we might be solid then. We might be okay. Because Alabama defense – is that – you said the coordinator we got was Alabama's defensive coordinator, or he was like
– No, he was a defensive
– analyst?
Alabama special teams coordinator, outside linebackers. Ole Miss's special teams coordinator. So, you know.
Oh, so that's where he got him from. Okay, they got him from. He knew him. Okay.
They know each other, yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony Tucker, I don't know who this is, but
okay, I'm scared.
The running back coach. And he was at Indiana last year. Mm. Utah State the year before that.
Oh, that's a good running back. Okay. Nah, I'm with you, DC. I won't say 5-7. And possibly 6-6. We might go bowling this year.
Hey, my boy Sanjay, he has been known to make very questionable questions. They do
prediction.
They do come out. What was it? The Miami out, shit that I Miami. From Miami. Was that what
he
it
chose
was?
To choose Miami the year that it started getting good, and then
he just been hot.
Yeah, Sasha Adams.
I'm gonna go against Sanjay too much. But man, it's been a while, guys. How y'all been, man? We've talked about sports a little bit, but how y'all doing, man? Y'all doing good?
Been great. I'm feeling tired playing some soccer, but
play soccer today, man.
Like for a couple hours, I was dead, man.
Look, I'm just dead.
I'm good, y'all. Y'all don't even know how excited I am that we finally, you know, we're back at this, Shad. Bro, I know you've been gone for a year, man, serving our country.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just glad we were able to kind of pick this thing back up and run with it.
Yeah, I miss you guys, dude. I miss you guys. I was just about to say, I've been gone, and this is once again this always has been I keep saying this every time we do the show. What is the best thing about this? Getting with you guys, and this is therapy for me. I'm happy. I don't know, dude. This is therapy for me. Real talk. I love talking to you guys. I miss you guys. We do need to get together. I am going to say that on the show. We do need to get together and do something, the four of us.
Florida game. I think that would be a good one.
That's fine. We'll do the Florida game. Then we can, do a podcast, that one, too. So, but.
That's crazy because I had just been thinking about I was telling somebody the other day, but I see that somebody I know actually already has one. Well, I have been thinking about opening up a podcast, studio, just to get a couple furnitures, and I already know that I got the equipment, I got the mics,
I don't
saying?
See, dude, I'll go into business with you if you want to do that.
It don't sound like it's too bad to do, man, but it would just be how would you do it, but. That's for a different conversation. You know, that does sound like a great thing to do, but that would be
if you got an extra room.
I just been a little overworked. I've been working a mug since all this year. I'm finally getting ready for some downtime.
Yeah. Bro, you need it.
Definitely. I miss you guys. Like Shad said, damn, I still plan on playing kickball starting June 10th.
Don't slide, bro. Don't slide.
Don't be sliding. I literally told him I wouldn't mind just being the fucking pitcher. You know what I'm saying? Just slow rolling that ball down there, getting it in.
Oh, man.
That's where it's at, though. Yeah, man. Pitching's where it's at.
So let's start. Let's start with Sam. You got any topics, or are we just talking?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we got some topics. DC, I guess you didn't see the update in the notes app.
Oh, my bad. Let's go through it. My bad.
The new topics were dropped in there.
I haven't used the notes app in forever.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We got. Yeah, we're running way behind time. NBA. Here we go, man.
We'll talk about it later.
Let's start off with the new blood in the playoff, man. Anthony Davis doing the DX suck it after he kicked the Suns out. That was hilarious to me this year. I was like, they let that man get away with that. He did it at their stadium too, and they're
trying to make him like Jordan, man. Hilarious. Just an asshole.
Bro, I love Anthony Edwards, dude. Like, I love him, dude. I love him. I think he's the future, dog. He's funny. He's like charismatic, and like he plays.
Don't give a fuck about what he say either.
Nah, bro. When he told him, he said, "I told them." Who did he tell that? He's like, "I'll be fucking back. I'll see y'all motherfuckers later on Game 7."
The Denver fans. He told Denver, like the cleaning,
the
staff
Denver
or
staff. Yeah, in the locker room, they see the motherfuckers Game 7. I was like, hey,
the only thing I will say is because it's been a real disappointment this round. I'm not a Mavs fan. You know what I'm saying? I do like Mark Cuban, but he don't even own them no more, so I don't know what the point of liking them. But I can't believe they lost the first two games.
That is
a
shocker,
bad matchup, man.
It's
a bad matchup.
Home games.
I don't even know if it's a bad matchup, Sanjay. I think if you look at the numbers, like Cat Williams and Anthony Edwards combined for like 9 of 33 shooting in Game 2. And like, and then in Game 1, their numbers were pretty similar. They were like 11 of 33. So they're not playing well this round. They're not shooting the ball well. Cats, like, and to me, like, my take on it is, I think the Timberwolves are emotionally spent. So you remember when Denver played the Timberwolves after they beat the Lakers? And, you know, the Nuggets were emotionally drained from beating the Lakers, even though it was just 5 games. That was a big 5 games. Because Denver had to overcome like halftime deficits every game. And then they go and play the Timberwolves, who just swept the Suns. Like, Timberwolves just had a ton of energy. And so Timberwolves didn't have really a problem running the floor. But I just think, the Timberwolves are just drained from playing the Nuggets for seven games. And didn't happen to just take a day off and then try to go play Dallas, another team that can score the ball, like can score a lot of points. So I think.
I think it's a matchup problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of both. Like, they are slightly big at man. Let me just say this real quick.
I think it's still a matchup problem. I think Kyrie's the biggest. It seems like to me, like, the two biggest people on Denver's team is Kyrie and, Jokic? Whatever. What's the white boy name?
Luka Doncic.
I think they're matchups for them. I think they're a matchup problem for.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, so that's what they were saying on NBA on TNT, because their two best players are like, you know, more of a guard and a.
You got two guards. Like who? Yeah. Anthony can't guard both of them. Like who? I mean, Edwards can't guard.
Yeah, but at that time, they need to be having Jaden McDaniels on what's his name on Luka.
Yeah.
And you that, even yeah, that was saw a bad that play. Last thing in that last series. That last game where Luka hit that three at the end, why the fuck they had fucking, you know.
Gobert.
Why is Gobert on him?
Like, Cat should have been in there because he can move, you know. Like, they should have timed him out, like, you know, subbed him out. And that's what they were saying on NBA on TNT.
I don't know if they're emotionally spits or I think it's two. Like DC, like you were saying, I think they're emotionally taxed. And dude, I just think they're out. Like, the matchups are not playing in their favor right now. They are not playing
right.
In their favor. Yeah.
Am I right?
What was that?
I feel like at this point also,
Denver didn't go. I mean, Dallas didn't go to a Game 7.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Here's the important fact. This is the first time they're this deep in the playoffs. Like, they never played this many games, you know?
That's what I'm saying, too. Because y'all look like Anthony Edwards, that joker is tight. This man on the sideline hitting oxygen. And for me, that's not like a matchup issue. Really, it's like, because you got to think he's been playing both ways the whole playoffs. So for me, like I said, that's why I thought they were just spent already. Because you go there, and if your best player is hitting oxygen the first two games, getting on the sideline hitting oxygen, he tired, bro.
Nobody's played this deep. Well, Indiana hadn't played this deep in quite a while. Dallas has, and Minnesota hasn't. So you got young teams. I'm not even counting Baltimore. Baltimore is in the semifinals every year. Like, it is what it is. But not Baltimore, Boston. You got really young blood this year in the NBA Finals.
They should have energy. I ain't trying to hear that.
No.
They got young legs. What you mean?
Them guys ain't been able to play, bro.
They got young legs.
Bro, we 30-something. We couldn't even do that shit. I'm telling you.
Exactly. But what you mean, young legs?
I don't think they can do it young. I think you have to – if your team ain't never been there, first of all, you don't know how to control your emotions. You don't know when to play hard. You don't know when not to play hard. You just playing like every game is your last game, dog. That's tiring. And you just came out of a seven-game series.
So, like I said, so you basically agreeing with my point about the kind of the emotional tax, the emotional physical tax that Timberwolves. Because I think that's more of it than the matchup to me.
No, I disagree. Because, like, if you think, look at it, like overall the season, Timberwolves split with Denver. You know, they won two, they lost two. But, like, Denver versus Dallas, I think Denver owned them. Same thing with Lakers, you know, they can't beat Denver, but they could beat everyone else. There's definitely like a matchup. That is definitely a key factor. Because like the two best players.
I'm not downplaying that, Sanjay. I just think that I think, you know, Luka and Kyrie, them boys can ball and shoot. You're right. Because they can only kind of try to contain one of them. That was the thing.
Like they always let them come back. If they have big leads, they could win. But like during crunch time, you got the two best closers or, you know, shot makers on Minnesota. It's only
closers.
Ant, you know?
Closers.
You know, Ant only is, like, the only one that can score, or maybe Nas. Like, he's a good three-pointer, but that's about it, you know? Like, you don't have two closers towards the end of the game if it's a tight game. If it's a blowout, then I think, you know, they can maintain the lead and win, but they can't do that right now. I guess that's the fatigue part, probably.
But I was going to say, Sanjay, if you watch Cat's been inconsistent all playoffs. Playoffs. And then you watch him play this series, he's a non-factor. And to me, like I said, I'm not disagreeing completely with the matchups, but I think Cat's been inconsistent all playoffs. And it's just like really blatantly bad in this series. And then Anthony Edwards, in my opinion, he's just tired. Like, bro, guarding both ends of the floor.
Bro, you never lied.
And he passed a lot of shots, and he passed a lot of shots too. If you look at that, the last game, he gave up like, you know, he would like jump up and then pass it. Like he should have, you know, took some of those mid ranges.
I'm gonna go ahead and say what I think. I really feel like, for one, yeah, I agree with Sam. Like their playoff experience, whoever said their playoff experience is not equal right now, I agree with that. Because I feel like, I mean, yeah, the first year, they had been losing. You know what I'm saying? They made it out the first round, or they made it out the play-in in the first round. They lost in the first round, But now it's like, you know, they're here. And hell, I mean, the same thing you could say for Luka a few years ago. 2 years ago, Luka made it to the conference finals and didn't go nowhere after that. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. And so maybe this is the Wolves' time to make it to the conference finals, go back home, go back to the drawing board, and realize that, I mean, yeah, the two bigs are working. The two bigs worked against Denver, but what they got for somebody like the Mavs, they ain't got it.
They need another guard. That's all it is. They need another guard. They need somebody. They need somebody else that can score. That's all that they're lacking. That you can either give them another point guard or a small forward, and I think they'll be fine.
I usually don't agree with Shad on stuff. I do think they need one more person that can score at least like 10 to 15 points that they can. Yeah, they got Naz Reid as the sixth man, but they need, I agree, because like Sam said, oh boy, tired. Oh boy, he is tired.
He can't.
I think he had 13 points last game. He had 21. So you could tell that he was starting to get tired. Game seven, he had 16 against Denver. Yeah, 19, 21. Remember at the beginning of the playoffs, he was averaging like goddamn 35, 40.
Yeah, you know what he was.
Yeah, he was. He was because he would get tired. Yeah, Jordan, like, him, he was in an elite company is what it was.
So I think I'm with you. You know, it's finally catching up to Ant. Hey, but hey, salute to him, more power to him, because man, that man told Chuck and them, bring your ass. And I respected that so much, man, because Minnesota don't get that many looks. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
And then they went and they ran that whole thing as a marketing thing. They changed their state website to bringyourass.com, everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's hilarious, bro. So
that's great marketing on the state's part. I'm just gonna say that. Not on no Timberwolves part, but on the state's part.
On the Eastern Conference, we knew Boston was the team to beat going in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think Boston fans, they don't want to see Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they want to see Dallas.
But also, I think in Dallas' defense, Kyrie got mad experience in the playoffs.
Was his record like 15-0? Like, no. He ain't lost a playoff series.
No.
I mean, he lost with Celtics and others. And
they're talking about playoff series. I know some they were saying like he owed like 15-0, like he don't lose series.
I think Shad, you're right. That is a stat, but I think that's when Kyrie takes the final game winning shot. It's 15.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it was something it's like 15, crazy.
When he takes the game winning shot.
Yeah, I knew it was some crazy ass stat, and I was like, damn, this nigga don't lose.
You know what? I'll say this, though. But Celtics is a good matchup, I think, for Mavs. You know, like they have the players to play against Luka and Kyrie a little bit.
I agree. They do.
But I feel like if I'm right, like neither one of them have elite bigs anymore.
Yeah.
So it's really like they match up kind of like perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it would be a seven game series.
Oh, for sure.
I think it depends on like how good Celtics, you know, like whether they have a hot three night or not.
Who the difference is going to be in that series if they play Boston? And y'all might think I'm being funny. Al Horford.
That motherfucker had a game out of his life last night.
But I'm telling you, he will be the X factor. It's not Jaylen, it's not Tatum, it's not Brown. It's gonna be how well effective can he play.
Well, I think we're kind of forgetting something. You're right, Shad. That is an interesting point. I think you also got to remember too, Kristaps Porzingis is supposed to be back for the Celtics. Or if they make it to the championship round, he'll be back by then. So I guess the question is how much do they plan to play Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis? Because Horford wasn't playing that much when Kristaps is healthy. So that'll be interesting.
But I think the chemistry that they have now, Al Horford with his experience, and like I think it's way better to start him over Porzingis right now. Like it don't make sense to throw Porzingis in there. Like,
the one thing I will say though is they did lose the Mavs did lose both games to the Celtics. The home and the away. And both games is with Lucas going 35 or more.
What did Kyrie score?
Nah, I don't know. I didn't look at that.
Pull the stats up. Kyrie's gonna have to
score. They were the scoring leaders. So I mean at this point. That is another thing I've always said, though. I always felt like the Mavs always needed. They were putting too much on Luka Doncic's shoulders in the past.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
They needed Kyrie. You're exactly right. They needed Kyrie. And Curry is a guy, he can make his own shots. And, like, when he get hot, golly, it's hard to stop him.
But they had a good trade. But they changed their team up during the midseason, right? They got PJ and then two bigs, right? I think that's what kind of made them complete.
So next topic on the list, right? What team?
Before we go, how do y'all think Indiana's faring, though? I know they're 3-0 right now. But can we just give them some acknowledgement that they've played their way? Because I didn't see that happening. And I don't know if y'all saw that shit happening that they'll get there. Because I didn't. Am I the only one that was clueless?
Well, I don't want to negate what they've done, but they didn't beat a full stack New York team. Game 7, New York.
The best player was out.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't want to downplay Indiana because, you know what, watching them play Boston these 3 games, Indiana's had a chance to win every last one of these games. They've been one possession games, and the first 2 games, Indiana just dropped. They don't know how to finish games. They're not finishing the games against Boston. And it's costing. Because Boston's up 3-0. I was talking to Taryn, and I was telling her, I said, you know, Indiana could easily have been up 3-0 had they known how to finish games. And I think that's kind of the point we're talking about with Minnesota, right? They're young, and they're just trying to learn how to, like, get through these playoffs. Like, when Indiana, man, what's our boy, their point guard,
Halliburton.
Y'all remember that? So they're up. You got to think game one, and Halliburton's taking the ball down the court and just loses turns the ball over.
Because
he mishandles the ball, and that gave Boston a chance to come back and tie the game and send it into overtime.
Turner didn't play well that game either. I just want to point that out. Their 7-footer Turner, he didn't play well that game either.
Yeah,
Turner hasn't been playing his role all year long. You know what I'm saying? That's why they brought in Siakam. Siakam was supposed to be the person that gives them the extra 20 points a night, which he does.
He does. You know what I'm saying? Turner for them.
He's a good defensive guy. He's a glue guy.
And he can shoot. He can step out. He can spread the floor. He can handle the ball. I think it's key for him to play well. For Indiana to win, what I've watched in the playoffs or looked at, I feel like Turner has to play well. He has to. If not, they do not play well. He's the lock and key for him.
It's different. I feel like for them to win, it has to be their bench. It has to, like, TJ McConnell.
They do have the best bench.
That bench got to take over. And unfortunately, because that's what happened during the games, you know, and now especially with Halliburton being out, that means TJ McConnell has to step up. That means Obi Toppin has to step up, and that's not happening right now. Obi Toppin, I think he had 4 points last night. You know, it's really crazy though. Saturday night, that game, they're fucking up. They were up like 15, 20 points, I don't know, last night.
Yep.
I was like, ain't no way they gave that lead up, bro. Ain't no way they lost that game, man.
Yep. What does that say about the Celtics?
The one thing I have always said about the Celtics, especially after they went and got Drew Holiday this offseason, which I don't understand why the fuck the Milwaukee would have gave him up to them, you know what I'm saying? And that whole, like, I don't know. But
their
team is more of a complete team, in my opinion. That goes from their bench, their next man up. They don't bullshit. What's his name? Not Hauser, but Peyton Pritchard?
Yeah.
If he needs to get in, he can run that floor. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is a segue into the next. My biggest disappointment in the playoffs will be if the Celtics don't win at all. And that's the truth.
I can't agree with that.
It's time to. Tatum's been for a while.
It's time.
It's time for like Tatum
and Brown. It's time. It's time for Tatum and Brown to win one. But here's the question: if they don't win one this year, do you think they go back to the drawing board with them?
No.
Are you thinking
they
just do a repeat?
Give it one more time for next year. But I think I genuinely think this is their year, bro.
I think it's lining up for them, bro. They ain't got to face. They don't have to face anybody that's
When they ended up getting the Pacers, yeah. I said, "Oh yeah,
yeah."
When they gentlemen swept the Cavs, and Donovan Mitchell wasn't playing, I was like, "Bro, this is just this is a crazy fucking." You know what I'm saying? This is just crazy. They gentlemen swept the Heat. They wanted to beat the Heat no matter what, because the Heat ended up beating them last year. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree, man. I think it's definitely the stars are aligning for the Celtics. I think Dallas is the stars are aligning for Dallas. So I think we're going to get a Dallas in the Celtics. Mavericks Celtics finals, which I think will be pretty good from a matchup standpoint. It'd be really interesting to see like Kyrie, Luka versus Tatum and Brown, because that could be quite the star-studded showing that we want to see in the finals. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. So yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't disagree, man. Good points, guys.
All I gotta say is, if I'm the Celtics, don't let it go to Game 7.
Who's y'all favorites?
Right now?
Who y'all got winning it? From the 14 Boston? We got left? Boston.
Boston.
I'm taking Dallas.
I'm going to get Dallas. Dallas, yeah.
So two.
I don't want the Celtics to win because they'll have more rings. I really don't care, but.
Look, I just don't I'm thinking about the storyline. Like, what would be the better story? Like, don't get me wrong. Boston is not the better storyline for this to win. Dallas is the better story.
For Kyrie. Like for Kyrie's career.
So it's like a redemption for Kyrie, and then like for Luka, it's his first. And you know how they like, I hate to say this, you know how they like white foreign players now in the league. So I mean, like, this is gonna be really big for them to say another European person. Because you had Giannis.
America likes all, if they got a white motherfucker who can play ball, America likes them.
Yeah, but this is a
goes all the way back European, to Larry Bird.
Bro, he European and he white.
Before Europeans couldn't be stars.
Right. Like you think about it, like he's a white European. Like this helps the NBA in marketing over in Europe. Like it helps. Like Giannis didn't really help them at all. Like he black, bro. Let's be honest, from a marketing standpoint, Giannis ain't with that shit. So they had Giannis to win it, they had Joker to win it, and now they're going to have, if they have, like, these are three European players, top players in the league, don't want it. Like, this is the greatest marketing thing ever. Like, it's just going to be great.
I feel like
NBA?
Go ahead.
There's been a new champion every, like, for the past 6 or 7 years. Yeah, like, there's, like, yeah, no, there's
it's
not
starting to get like baseball. It's hard to repeat.
And that's what they want. Like, I think the NBA wants to move away from, like, you know, superstars to, like, you have, like, one
honestly,
or two stars.
I feel like
and
that's
then,
why college basketball got boring. I didn't want to see UConn winning back-to-back. You know what I'm saying? So,
but I do like the parity in college basketball. Not to change the thing. I do like the parity in the league now. I feel like there's and the only reason I'm saying this is because, like, a lot of the guys like Steph and LeBron and all of them are getting older. So you start to see, like, the newer, there's a little bit more parity because they've been so dominant for the last, decade?
You think about LeBron, you're thinking
the Warriors, you're thinking, who I'm missing? Out the East.
KD, you're missing, you know, Cats has been.
They're all gotten older. And
Clippers.
It's just, like, the Clippers and, like, I forgot about Kawhi. Kawhi, you know, like, they all, not saying the age has gotten to them, but they like us, bro. We all
they're slowing 30s. Down.
Yeah, they're slowing down. They're in their 30s. They get ready to retire. Let's just be real. Like,
I don't think it's gonna be a shut up. I think a couple of them will maybe win one here and there, you know, like they'll drop one.
Paul George is done. Kyrie's done. Not Kyrie. Kyrie probably is. He I don't think he's gonna play too much longer. Like, he got other interests. I think the Warriors are done. I think the Lakers are done. What? And when I'm saying the Lakers, I'm talking about like LeBron. I think his legacy is submitted. Like, what else can he do?
Win another ring. Another topic.
That is a segue to our next topic, which is I'm gonna switch him up a little bit since we're talking about Bron. He's about to be a free agent. If that's correct, is that correct, Sam?
Yeah, that's correct. He's a free agent. Yeah.
This summer.
Is he staying in LA or is he going somewhere else?
Hell no. Fuck,
he's staying in LA. He's staying in LA.
No, he's not. He's getting out, bro.
He's staying in LA.
I think AD sucks because he ain't helped him at all. Like,
he has.
I don't think
he played 78 games. I mean,
is this the first time?
Give him a round of applause. He played the whole season damn near this year.
I know, right?
That's the first time ever.
AD, and he should have been the defensive player of the year, too. Like his defensive stats are like, he's not consistent.
Wembanyama should have been the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, Wemby definitely should have been.
Yeah, Wemby should have been.
The only reason they didn't give it to Wemby, and he even said, I'm going to let him have it this year, but every year from now on is mine. And he's telling the fucking truth.
He
should be. He's like 7'4".
Because the Spurs ain't popular. That's why. Don't worry about it.
They gave it to him. They gave it to Gobert because they knew that Wemby was going to get Rookie of the Year. So they were like, all right, we can give Gobert something. But anytime a motherfucker is averaging 5 blocks a game for like that span,
nah.
He should have got it.
I think AD averages 2 to 3. I forgot exactly.
Man, ain't no 5.
Man, fuck AD.
But he picked up 30 to 40 points.
He can't even stay healthy. You bumping this nigga talking about he hurt.
He did. Like, he did stay AD. Healthy, man.
Fuck
okay,
AD.
I'll rebut on the LeBron thing. LeBron's gonna stay with the Lakers. He ain't moving. He got like his empire, his media thing. He's gonna settle down. His family's there. He's using this as leverage to get some players and the coach.
See what Sanjay's saying? He's using this as a leverage because they were saying the only team that might possibly draft Bronny is whatchamacallit, is the Lakers.
Is the Lakers?
I've heard Phoenix might be interested too.
I heard Phoenix and Dallas was interested in him.
But let's be real about it. That motherfucker don't want to get drafted as a team his dad is on.
No,
I wouldn't either. He don't want that.
He said that.
Pressure. To be honest, he really should have went back to college one more year. It's so much pressure to be.
You're absolutely right, DC. He should have went back. He should go back to college. I don't think he has an agent. So here's a good thing. I don't think he has an agent. So he is Rich Paul.
No, he has Rich
Paul. He don't have an agent. He ain't signed.
If he ain't signed, even if he's drafted, he can go back to school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's playing it both ways. So if you don't, honestly, he should go. And I know we're talking about LeBron. I think he should wait till his dad retire before he go and leave. If he had to wait 2 years or another year or so.
Is he really what he wants? Do y'all think the league is really what he wants?
I think he want to make a name for himself. He don't want to be.
Yeah.
He don't want, like, right now, it really what the talk is like, why everybody's, like, on Bronny so much is because, like, his dad wants to play with him. His dad, bro,
But you know what? LeBron did say, like, he changed it up. He said, like, he doesn't need to play with, doesn't need to be drafted on the same team or whatever. Like, no, he kind of switched it up later on.
I got that, but LeBron has already done the damage, and he has put this thing, he has put this spotlight on that boy. Bronny, from what they said at the combine, he had a good combine showing, but they still are like, they're going to be skeptical of him. I think he needs another year in college to prove with the combine that he did well. His athleticism, all that's off the charts, right? But he needs another year in college somewhere where he is the guy, not a part of the team, not getting 4 points or just doing part of the team. I'm talking about being that motherfucker.
I'm talking about 30. Go ahead, Sam.
He had a heart condition.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with you, Shad. I think Bronny has – he does need to stay. I mean, you looked at him. He wasn't even a starter for USC last year. So it's kind of like one of those things. It's like you ask the question, like, why is he getting this opportunity based on his stats and what we've seen? Like, why is he getting this opportunity to be invited to a combine? And it's a lot to do with his dad, which is unfortunate for him. It's put a lot of pressure on him, like DC said, or Shad, maybe you said that, but it's put a lot of it's put a big spotlight on him. And if I was Bronny, and this would be my advice to Bronny, think about it, man. If you want to start creating your own legacy, this is what you need to do. Your dad did not play college basketball.
Nope.
Stay in college, develop, try to win an NCAA championship. That's how you start to create your own legacy.
Yeah.
Become the best college player, and then because the league ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
And he can make money doing NILs. So at that point, become the best college player. And once you're the best college player, go ahead and make that jump to the NBA and be the best pick in the draft. And then start to create your legacy that way. But he needs some more development.
That's okay. A good way to put it, Sam. But I don't think he'll ever be like a top 10 pick. Like, I don't think he has the size.
He'll first rounder for sure.
Yeah. Like, and he could be.
Can you say he a first rounder?
I think he can be a first, bro.
In a couple of years,
a couple of years with development, I think he could be a first rounder. He's not a listen to the guys that have like trained him and stuff. These are NBA level talent guys talking about this kid.
You know what? A lot of people did say like some GMs and supposedly have him ranked second round, which is, you know, second round ain't really too much because like a lot of people would rather.
In the second round now. So I'm just saying, if he's in the second round now, if he goes back to school, he could be a first rounder. Will he
Hey, I'll be real, and this is just honest, especially with basketball. Like, you can declare for the league yourself. Yeah. I feel like there really needs to be like some stipulations at the end of the day, like. It's kind of like when you're this sounds like a crazy analogy, but this should go for everything. Even in NFL draft, I feel like you should have to like have a certain amount of point average or a certain amount of, you know, it doesn't have to have all of them, but man, bro ain't really average shit in college. You know what I'm saying? He averaged minutes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I say he needs to go back to school and be the guy. Like, LeBron, something they have said about Bronny, like, he plays basketball the right way, which means he's like his dad. I think LeBron James plays the game the right way. He's not going to be aggressive. He's going to make the right shots. His IQ is high. But that's a problem in today's game. That don't get you drafted. He needs to be aggressive. He needs to be that guy. Like, I don't care where he go, he needs to be a starter. He needs to be putting up 20, 30, 15 points a game. Something. Like, over the year. And I think that would change everybody's opinion because nobody would be like, oh, he just got to the league because of his dad. I really think that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree. Anybody else got any final comments on this?
Yeah, man, I think we all in agreement here about Bronny, man. It's like I said, I think he's a good I think he can play basketball. I think he's a good basketball player. Like, can actually play the sport. But is he ready? I don't think so.
Final comment, I guess, if he does get drafted, like, second round or whatever, one option is, like, he plays in, you know, the G League. Like, a lot of players developed in that.
Oh, he will. Elite. I think they'll get him
that would be the route.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be the route that he'll get. He'll get a two-way contract, but then he's going to have to, like, ball the fuck out.
But even then, I feel like that would be the wrong idea. Like, if they even mention a G League, take your ass back to college.
Yeah, just defeat the whole purpose of getting drafted, ain't it?
Yeah, take your ass back to college. Go, whoever said it, go be the man somewhere. I think he wants to go to, I think they were saying Ohio State. I think they were saying, is it U.S. whatever that is it? What the fuck is the name? They're the Mustangs.
UCLA.
No, the Mustangs down in Texas.
Oh, SMU.
SMU.
Go to SMU because that's where his coaches went. So go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? If you go down, now one thing, you go down to SMU, you can run it. I don't think they even leaving. I think they're still in the conference, Atlantic Conference. I mean,
no.
American.
No. They're Big 12.
SMU just transferred to Big 12.
Yep. Yeah, they're Big 12 this year. They won the Big 12. They were in there with Houston. So,
huh?
Wait, no. I'm my bad. They're going next year. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm confused. The Mustangs are going. They are going to the Atlantic Coast Conference next year. That's where they're headed.
Going to ACC.
Yeah, they're going to the ACC next year.
Hell no, don't go to SMU. Go to Ohio State. Go somewhere. Don't go to ACC, bro.
But SMU got money, though. Like, money. Like,
nah, stay your ass in the Big Ten. Where you can be competitive and you can actually run some shit.
So you saying ACC ain't gonna have no chance?
Nah, don't go to ACC. That's the gauntlet in itself in basketball. You gotta be a top tier hooper to go to ACC, bro. Not saying he's not top tier, and not saying I don't know if that's the good look, man.
I think the Big 12 is hard too. Now don't leave out the Big 12, like,
bro. The Big 12, in my opinion, is the best NC. I would say it goes ACC, Big 12, SEC. Them three right there in basketball are amazing. You go to Big Ten, you can make a name for yourself in the Big Ten. You can play quality, you know what I'm saying? You can develop a little bit better. And hell, you might take Ohio State, you know, from being a football school to being a multi-talented school, you know what I'm saying? So
it ain't happening.
That's why I say go to, like,
the Big Ten.
Because they're not really known for basketball like that, even though Purdue just came from there. While we're on basketball, man, let's just this isn't part of the topics, but I wanted to have a conversation about, you know, women's basketball in the game.
I knew that was coming. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Because I want to keep this one like 15, 20 minutes and then go to like final remarks. Hey, man.
What?
The women's game is moving, and I love it. But, I know what they're doing, man. Especially when you got people like Charles Barkley and them saying, "Oh, these women need to stop hating on the Great White Hope."
They setting it up, bro. They setting it up for her to be hated. Like, she like Larry Bird, Larry Bird and Magic, right? She the Great White Hope for the WNBA. But I will say this: the WNBA been good. They have had talent to come into the WNBA. I just don't think they've had this amount of like exposure and talent that came in. Because, like, you go back and look at some of the veterans, like Diana Taurasi, you look at Candace Parker, you got Cheryl Swoops, you got people like that, right, that help establish, like, they ain't had no talent. It just been a sucky league. They just ain't had no exposure like these girls got. Like,
yeah, I
think
totally
it's bringing more casual fan or other fans, you know?
Yeah.
I totally agree. I just think that, you know, how else can you sell more tickets than adding more drama to it? Hey, they're hating on her. The last night's game, this guy, Alyssa Thomas, threw old girl down. She threw, I was like, God damn, this is a
Angel
little,
Reese?
Hey, yeah, this is a little rough. You know what I'm saying?
I think
they're
getting jealous.
Little...
jealous.
Hey, look, they love it, jealous. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, I've been watching women's basketball just because, I mean, as a Mississippi State fan, I think we all watch women's basketball a lot because we did go on that run in the 2000s, I mean, in 2010s, you know, the ending UConn's run, all that stuff. So I really think that, you know, it's a shame on where the WNBA is. There's a lot of good hoopers, women hoopers, but hoopers in general, but there's a lot of good women that didn't get this chance. And, like, I understand what they're doing. It's all a business no matter what. You know what I'm saying? But if they really, they should have been had this ready. They should have been had this league ready for the coming of someone like Caitlin Clark, who's going to sell tickets. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure that if they moved that, I don't know if they did, But if they do move that Chicago Sky Indiana Fever game to the United Center, that joint probably sell out.
I think they did, bro. Because they had to move a couple other games. Because like, and not only her, I think what's the girl from the
Angel
Aces?
Reese?
Like, no, not Angel Reese. The girl from the Aces that was on South Carolina. What's her girl? Her last name is Wilson. Like, I think we're overlooking some of the talent we already have in the WNBA for Caitlin Clark. I that's just how I feel. I get everybody's playing up because she's bringing in the money right now, but, like, I think people are tending to forget about the talent that is already there.
You know what? One thing is different. One thing is different. She's kind of like Steph Curry, like her shooting. That's the thing that kind of makes it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think the shooting, it makes it more.
Yeah, but they've always had shooters.
Not like that. Yeah. So not like they're shooting down more knockdown shot.
I disagree because you know what? Her shot selection is like Steph Curry, but her 3-point sniping, at least not at this point, at this level in the WNBA, isn't like Steph. Because old girl who played shot against Steph Curry in the All-Star game, that's the best 3-point shooter in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark. I agree with you, Shad. I think DC's right too. So you know the WNBA, they're definitely riding the Caitlin Clark wave because of the new fan base that it's bringing in. But Caitlin Clark's the biggest name in the WNBA, but she's definitely not the best player by a long shot in that league. I think people who aren't really realistic about sports expect Caitlin Clark to just transition real easy to the WNBA, which is not the case. Because the WNBA is cutthroat. So you got to think there's only, 13 teams in the WNBA? So you got to think only the best of the best. It is like in the elite of the elite. So Caitlin Clark is, in college, there's such a talent discrepancy. So it's easier for Caitlin Clark, in that time to like take advantage of bad matchups and talent. But when you go to a superior league and you're just one of many, now it's like, I can't just do the same thing I was doing in college. I got to find a way to like, because these girls in the WNBA, you watch Caitlin Clark like, first three games, they were exposing that girl on defense.
They had her.
But she's at the worst team, though. She's with the worst team, though. Like, I'll say this about her in the college. Like, she was not with, the greatest supporting cast. And she played pretty well. Like,
I was literally just about to say, I'm like, who did she have at Iowa? Like, please name me somebody she had at Iowa. Who?
Like, she has talent to, become, like,
it was
real good.
Her.
She had a Kate Martin girl as her primary,
She didn't score. She wasn't a scorer.
That was the point. She was a point.
So, Caitlin was taking, 40 shots a game, bro. She was the team. All they had to do was rebound and throw her the fucking ball. That was it.
Yeah, but that's also the reason why she never won shit.
True.
You have a whole record point, but you never won shit.
True. But that's what I'm saying.
That's why we all predicted South Carolina was going beat them.
Oh,
I knew South Carolina was going to beat them.
Yeah, we are.
That's a whole team versus one player.
One person.
Same reason why they lost the year before.
Yep.
But DC, to your point, DC, I'm definitely glad that WNBA has definitely turned a corner in terms of its popularity. And I'm happy for them because it's been a long time coming. Because to me, the WNBA, I love watching the WNBA because the quality of basketball is so good. And you don't get all that, the players complaining and crying to the refs like you get in the NBA. Like, when you watch the men play. The women, they go out there, and it's like basketball being played at its purest form. And it's really fun to watch. So, I'm really excited. I'm glad the WNBA is starting to get a big fan basis that's helping the league. And they're also expanding, too. So,
They added a team
in Golden State.
Yeah.
And they added a team in Toronto.
Yeah. And they're supposed to add one more.
For real.
So you know
they
what?
Really need to add two more. Because,
They got to even.
They were already saying that the owner of the Rockets wanted to bring back the Houston team. What was it? The Houston Meteors?
Yeah. No, they disbanded that team? Really?
Yeah, that team been gone.
Bro, they had I don't know how many championships. I didn't know they were gone. I really didn't.
And then I think the only other place that doesn't have a market is I don't think there's a Florida team for the WNBA.
No, so
Miami
not.
Probably could use
Miami.
One.
Miami, yeah.
Or Orlando,
Miami,
one of those.
No, I don't think Miami would be.
No,
a good
but they not. They don't. They don't make enough money for them to go down there, dude. I don't.
Dude, not like. But I think this is a good business investment.
I think OKC would be like the place to go for the next one. And I know what I'm saying about that living conditions and like the money that they're making, their salaries. Like what can they afford? Like you don't want to put them in cities that they can't afford to live in, bro. Like that shit would suck.
Well, them women already go play overseas anyway, Shaz. So they supplementing their income.
Yeah, I got it, but already. I don't want to put them in that much of a hard, like.
I think, but OKC's not a bad place. I think you definitely got to put a team in a city that you know the people will rally around them and behind them, regardless of kind of everything. I know Nashville's been on the list, shortlist
yeah,
before.
Seattle.
Seattle already has one.
Yeah, Seattle already has a women's team.
That's the only thing that they have, and they're trying to get an NBA team back there.
They got a hockey team too.
Oh yeah, they got a hockey
like
team.
Like Cleveland, there's Cleveland. Like I would think about states, you know, that play basketball all the time, like the Midwest and maybe some in the East Coast, where you know basketball is like part of the identity.
Why they're waiting until now? Because they're saying, oh, we can make this money. Look at how sold out this has been. You know, this season, I even feel like, golly, bro, I know they play 40 games, but shit.
I feel like they extend the season. Like,
I feel like they have. Because I used to remember, shit, this should be over by July or June, you know what I'm saying? So, they're going to have to do something, man. Just because you got a few more big stars coming out of the college. You got
the
Daily Van List. You got the what's that girl's name?
From LSU that's coming out.
You got Paige Buckers. You got Flade. So that was the whole thing about the WNBA. I always had a problem with because I always felt like, you know, you got these girls, they get drafted, they automatically either getting cut or they going overseas automatically. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't got the time to get exposure. At least in America, you can go, shit, G League, NBA, stay in college. You know what I'm saying? It's so many different ways.
Yeah.
So, you got USC probably going to win it all next year.
Oh, with Juju? Ooh.
Her and then the girl, the number one player from Stanford, left Stanford and went to USC, so...
Oh, this year really? So you gonna pick USC over South Carolina?
I mean, I gotta see what South Carolina, you know, they lost Cordoza.
Yeah, but they always reload, bro. They reload. They reload.
They do a lot of reloading.
They reload every year. They reload.
So just giving y'all some perspective on what's really been on my mind as far as basketball and WNBA. I wanna see, you know. I get the whole equal pay thing. That's coming.
But a lot comes with that, right? When you talk about equal pay, right? But that's because, you know, the WNBA hasn't, like you said, like we've been saying, they haven't had the exposure. They haven't had the fan base, right? In the viewership, which hurts sponsorships and their ability to try to make more cap or more money for the league.
Right.
So
right.
I think that'll change, DC, like you're saying. I think that'll change over time gradually. I don't know if it'll ever make NBA money. I don't know. Maybe it will.
Nah.
It's all based on the viewership. Like,
yeah,
they get,
you're right.
If they keep on drawing crowds, really caps going to go up.
Their games have been more so on TV than I've ever seen before. I feel like more prime time. Like, I'd be trying to watch the girls' game. Now I'd be trying to find like where they at. And sometimes, you know, I forget, but like, I'd be trying to find them.
But then also look at it. Hey, y'all also not forgetting, man. Don't forget. Didn't they just come back and say that what did they say?
They're renegotiating TV rights.
Didn't they just come back and say the last two women's NCAA outshadowed the men's?
Yeah, they did.
That
they
been
did
an part of Caitlin Clark. So
they did.
Just throwing that out there, bro. Just know that, you know, I think more things are coming. They're not going to get up there in money with the NBA like that, but they will get up there and, you know, they'll start moving in the right direction now.
I think where you'll see them cap out at is probably like from the future, like contracts, probably about $5 million, I think is where they're going to be, their cap out is going to be. If they continue to grow, I think that's going to be like their max contract type of thing. Like, that's where I can see, like, them, like, staying at. I don't know if they'll get any bigger than that.
What they making right now? They're making, like, $70,000 a year?
Yeah.
$100,000.
Like, that's, like, $300,000, a $400,000 contract for, like, 4 years or whatever.
I can see them getting maybe a mil, you know what I'm saying, eventually. But
like that, I think that would be ideal. Like, $4 or $5 million? Like,
That's why I said $4 or $5 million is, like, where is that? That's if they get the viewership and they continue on, I think that's the ceiling.
Hey, DC, and that's a cool. Hey, DC, I want to talk about the NCAA comment you made, DC, and that's right. DC, you know one thing I thought about too? I was like, you know, the fact that the women have to stay in college for 4 years if they ever want to play in the WNBA, and so like the player development in the on the women's side is so. Like, the women have time, they develop because they have to stay there versus the guys when it's like one and done. Yeah. So you can get like
if you
the
go,
quality
if you
of the game leave, is better.
But also, like, that, if, but like, if you're going to leave the college, you got to make sure you leave and you're getting drafted. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure there's space for your ass.
Yeah. And like, because I don't even think like first rounds are guaranteed spots in the WNBA, dude. Like, I still think you got to earn your way on a team. So, let me back up on Sam's point about them staying in college. And I want to say this: I think the NIL deal was one of the biggest things for women. Was probably been the best thing for women's sports or college women's sports period. Because these girls in college get to earn money. They may not see that money in the league, but they'll see it there. Like, they can earn a lot of money and set themselves up right.
Where some of them get $1 million contract or nil money, one of those.
Well, NIL, like, you talking about Angel Reese had, like, I think she had, like, $2 million worth of NIL deals and, like, other things. You got Fly J that's getting something. You got the girl that's got that signed with Steph Curry now at South Carolina. So I mean, like, they're getting this. Juju is signed with Nike and fucking Gatorade out west. So I mean, like, they're marketable, and then they're able to make that money now. They may not see it in the league, but they're able to make that money via like their name, image, and likeness deals. And I wish we had time to touch on that a little bit more too for us college sports, period.
All right, man. Last topic. I mean, well, last thing is what we usually do is, you know, give us something good, give us something bad. You know, what's really grinding your gears, what's really, you know, making you happy, man. Let's start off with Mr. We haven't heard much of him, man. Sanjay, man. Let's hear it. What's going on, Sanjay?
How about somebody else do it?
Sam, let's go to you, Sam. Let's hear you first.
No, man, I don't know. Man, I don't know if I got anything really grinding my gears at the moment, man. It's I think, you know, I'm just thankful that we're back at this, man. And, you know, like I said, it's great hearing everybody's voice and us taking the time to get back out here and give our viewers and listeners something to kind of talk and laugh about as we kind of talk through these topics. So, you know, I'm just real thankful to be back. Shad, I'm glad Shad's back safe from his deployment.
Appreciate it, man.
And, you know, I'm glad DC didn't throw away all his recording equipment when we weren't doing this stuff no more. And, I'm just glad Sanjay making the time for us. So,
man.
I wanted to bad, man. I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I wanted to real bad. Shad, you next. Go ahead.
I just want to second what Sam said, and I do have something that's grinding my gears, though. I really want to thank you guys, man. Like, honestly, I know it's been a long year. We hadn't really had the time to do this, but just to get back together and to continue this, and like to continue to put out content and hopefully make this thing grow into something, you know, where we all can make a little side money from. I ain't gonna lie to you. Or something. But also, just to add to, I love you guys, but to tell you what grinding my gears is these inside the NIL deals and these collectives with the schools. I don't know if y'all been watching, but Florida is being sued by a student who was on an NIL who signed for $13.5 million is what they're doing, right?
What?
Yeah, he is suing Billy Napier and Florida University for $13.5 million for breach of contract. I don't think schools should be allowed to have collectives, period. You should not be able to get your boosters together and get money to pay these kids to come to school. It should only be off their name, image, and likeness. Meaning, whatever deals they get, whether it's from a local grocery store or what, that's the money that they get. They should not be paying these kids collectives and letting them sign contracts. I think that is totally, that is not what the NIL was for. This just makes it easy for schools to pay these kids to come there. And like, now you're going to get these people that have the budget to do it, they're going to get the better place. And I don't think that's fair. I think you should be able to earn what you earn via your NIL deals, not what the school can give to you. The collective is the problem, not the NIL deals. The collective. Okay. And we need some kind of ruling on it, because this is ridiculous.
Didn't they just have a ruling through the NCAA that they can start paying their students?
Yeah, they did. They did.
So will that not start negating the whole NIL, or not the NIL, but collectives? Like,
I think that helps the collective, and I don't think that we should be helping the collective do that. Because basically, it's like, what can you give? Like, I don't think the kids are earning their what they're like the NIL deals. They're not earning NIL deals. They're going to the school with the biggest collective. Basically,
$5 million is crazy.
Right. If you told me, DC, right, I go to the school and I'm a top rated quarterback. You told me you're gonna give me $20 million over 4 years. It ain't about the school. It ain't about who what a program. It's like where I can get the most money at.
Yeah,
that's like free market, right? Isn't that like a free market thing?
It's free market.
That's what happened to Ole Miss this year with what was that? The running back, Judkins.
Running back at Ohio State offered him money. So that's why I'm saying I don't think that's right. It should be the kids should be picking schools by the fit, not by what money they can get. And then like the NIL deals is what you get to like to help pay your bills or whatever. Like I don't mind a school giving them some money, like not just on top of scholarship, you get like a stipend or whatever, just something else. But like having them to even think about signing contracts for like 13 something million or signing whatever, hell no. Fuck that. No. I think that ruins the sport.
I feel you.
I feel you, Shad. Well said, too.
Well said. For me, I'm going to let Sanjay go last. For me, I'm just glad to be back with you guys, man. I'm glad we're doing this. I miss you guys, man. I really hope we do get together real soon, even if that means we got to get together for a baseball game. I mean, not a baseball game, a football game this fall. Let's do it. I'm just glad, man. I'm glad to have the camaraderie. Today is one of my favorite days, so I'm glad we got to get together. Just because today is also Selection Sunday for NCAA, and I think Shad, get ready. Y'all about to be packed in Starkville down there. Y'all gonna be, you know, getting a conference, a regional.
Yeah, conference regionals.
If I can get down there one of these days, I know I will, man. I'll try to, man.
Man,
I will try to get down there for the Mizzou series.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know what you were doing, so man, I hope you good luck. I hope you guys. I wish you all nothing but success. Love hearing y'all, man. I love talking to y'all, man. Sanjay, man, what you got, man? You didn't have plenty of time, Sanjay.
Yeah, my mind was wandering. All I just got to say is, like, yeah, it was great talking to everyone. I enjoyed it. It's kind of like the dull moment of the sports with everything kind of going to off season. So just fun talking to you guys. And it was pretty good order, you know. We didn't talk over each other. Pretty good discipline. Stayed on topic. So definitely enjoyed it. I'm going to try to enjoy more, you know, much as possible. and I guess grinding my gear. Sports related, I would say probably maybe Jerry Jones or the Cowboys. I don't know what the hell they're doing, like contract wise.
Oh my god!
I don't know. I don't know if I would like that.
They ain't did shit. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They said
I mean, they talked like they were gonna go all in, and they flipped their mind. They just say whatever they want. I mean, they had a decent draft, but just some clarity would be great.
I feel you, man. They went. They went all somewhat in.
They went leg in. They ain't go. They went half.
In the water.
They like oh,
get the toe in, man.
Put your toe right.
And I'm looking forward to Mississippi State. Hopefully, you know, with the new conference alignment and stuff, they can start building a good program. I think Lebby could be like maybe Dan Mullenish, where we have some success, you know, like good winning seasons, be ranked up there, and have a good, you know, couple of seasons coming forward.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell all y'all, if y'all got about, $10, go put $10 on State just to win the national championship in baseball. You never know. It might happen. All right?
Dude, it could be the year, dude. If it ain't this year, it's next year. It's next year for sure. For sure.
It might happen. The only reason I say that is they just got it in them, man. They got it in them. Oh, man.
they got it in them. We got the talent, dude.
Pitching there, too. Yeah.
But you said they're in the region. Are they out of the thing, or they can still compete, right?
We're out of the SEC tournament.
But they're more than likely going to host a regional in the NCAA tournament. We'll find out in a few hours. They're finishing all the championship games right now. I had some money on Southern Miss, and they just hit a 3-run bomb. So let's go. I didn't know I would love baseball like I do, man. And baseball is becoming like, I think for me, like, I've never been good with math in my life, but maybe I wasn't understanding the math. So now when I got to deal with, like, sports math, I love the analytics. And baseball is that sport where if you're an analytical person and you're thinking about numbers.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It was crazy. It's crazy how much I kind of want, like, if I ever have a kid, I kind of want them to play baseball. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that's a father's song sport. That's a father's song sport.
Yeah. So, hey, man.
And they get...
Go ahead, Sanjay.
I was going to say, they do get paid a lot more, too.
They do. And they can smoke weed. They don't get drug tested for marijuana.
I'm about to say, and soccer. Soccer get paid buku's of money. You can make it.
Sanjay, you score a goal this morning?
I got one goal and assist.
You got a goal?
You got a goal?
Yeah.
What are you playing, Sanjay?
I play like left back or stuff, but then I'll rotate it up forward.
Okay.
Sam, I told Sanjay this morning he didn't understand that reference, that head button reference I had put in the chat. And he was like, what you mean? I said, man, I was really talking about that time that you in London went and played and then London headbutted a dude and ended up busting his head.
Yeah, I remember that, bro. Man.
I love you guys, man. Honestly, man. So good to talk to y'all. Hey, that's four sweet. Quarters. My name is Eric. We got Shad, Sam, and Sanjay.
Yeah.
Give them good thank y'all for listening. We'll be back soon. We promise we won't wait too long. I promise. Y'all have a blessed one. Take care, guys.
First down.